Hey everybody, and welcome back to Writer Groupie Podcast. I'm your host, M.K. Browning, author of the Magic Scarf and the World of Degrees series. Today's episode's a special one. We're talking about how our fictional worlds grow with us as writers. You know, whether you're building a fantasy realm, a futuristic city, or just a small town with secrets, world building isn't something you finish and walk away from. It's alive. It breathes and shifts right alongside you. Now, when I first started writing The World of Degrees, I had no idea how large it would become. You know, I thought I was writing one story about a farm girl, a scarf, and a hint of magic. But as it went, doors opened, lands appeared, new creatures stepped forward. You know, and I think that's the secret of organic world building, just letting your imagination lead. At the start, your world might feel small, and that's okay. You'll grow into it. A few tips for listeners. For world building, start with what your character sees and touches. You don't have to build a whole planet yet. Let your world expand as your story demands it. And jot down notes, but don't chain your imagination to them. Each book in a series changes how you see your world. You might introduce new cultures, landscapes, or even myths. And some people even throw in politics and religion. But anyway, suddenly that turns that simple setting into something that's layered and alive. For me, Degrees evolved because Lissa's journey expanded. As she ventured beyond the farm, I discovered elven realms, dwarven holes, icy highlands, and creatures you'd never imagine, and I certainly didn't when I began. So, how does your protagonist's growth mirror the expansion of your world? Are there places in your story that could reveal new truths or histories? What happens when your world outgrows your original map? This has happened to me. And let me just say, with great worlds come great continuity problems. It's easy to forget what color the castle banners were or which mountain the dragon slept under. To keep things consistent, I keep a world Bible. And that's just a simple document with everything from geography to creature descriptions. Some authors use software, I use folders and spreadsheets, but whatever keeps your sanity intact. Some ideas for this would be to keep a glossary of place names and key terms, use a color code for each region or race, and note the rules of your magic system and stick to them. Here's something I've learned. It's okay if your world changes. You grow as a person and a writer, so your tone, details, and even your themes might shift over time. The World of Degrees I write about today is richer and deeper than the one I imagined years ago, and that's a good thing. Growth means you're paying attention. If you're returning to a long-running series, give yourself permission to evolve your world. Let it mature alongside you and your readers. Well, world building isn't about perfection. It's about connection, giving readers a place they can walk into and believe in. So whether your world is brand new or decades old, keep adding layers. Keep listening to your characters. And remember, every forest, every castle, every spark of magic reflects the creator behind it. And that's you. Well, thanks for joining me today on Writer Groupie Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with a fellow writer, and visit mkbrowning.com for more about my fantasy series, The Magic Scarf, and all things degrees. Until next time, keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep building worlds that grow with you.